This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه عن جابر ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith tonight is a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by Jabir ibn Abdullah. This hadith is very special to me because I had to, one of the first hadith that I did a full review of all of its chains of transmission when I was a student. And it took me like 3 months to do it because the condition was that you didn't use an electronic database. You didn't go to a computer and just punch in the words and let it give you everything. You had to actually go to a library. And the libraries back then were, where I was, were not easy to come by. And you have to actually go and pay money to go into the library and you have old books. And it's a silly story, but I went into the library of our university, and the library was one of those where it goes up a couple of meters into the, so you can't actually reach books, so it has one of those movable ladders, so it's on wheels, the ladder. So I saw the book that I wanted, and as a fool, I decided to move the ladder and go up. Apparently, I didn't know, but there was a guy there who ran the place, Abu Mahmoud. And you can't go on the ladder without his permission. So once he saw me on the ladder taking the book, he came. He shook the ladder so hard that I went flying, falling to the ground. And then he chastised me for 15 minutes and kicked me out. And then I had to come back later on and get him a sandwich and something for him to get me the book that I wanted. But this hadith is special to me because I had to spend a lot of hours to kind of go through it. And it has maybe 8 different narrations. The one that I'm going to share with you is the one that is in the collection of both Bukhari and Muslim. So it's actually the shortest of the transmissions. I mean, the story is not in the detail of the context. And I'm not going to share that with you for time's sake. But the issue, the topic or the theme is still within issues of marriage. And we'll be covering that until the 23rd of this month, and then everything is going to turn into, we're going to switch into Ramadan mode. We'll start talking about Ramadan, and then we'll come back to this issue, inshallah, after Ramadan, after we kind of finish that beautiful season. And this is what he said, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said, قَالَ هَلَكَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَهَلَكَ أَبِي وَتَرَكَ تِسْعَ بَنَاتٍ فَتَزَوَّجْتُ امْرَأَةً ثَيِّبَةً. My father Abdullah died, he left me 9 sisters. So I married a woman who was married before, a widow or a divorcee. فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ صَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا جَابِرْ هَلْ تَزَوَّجْتْ. So the Prophet one day told me, oh Jabir, did you get married? Now the story happened on the way back from a battle. This is the context. And they're both on a camel. It's a long story. A lot of things happened between the Prophet and Jabir. It's a beautiful story. It's going to take too long for me to explain, so I'll just tell you this part of it. But he's trying to cheer Jabir up because Jabir, he just didn't have a lot of money, and he had a lot of people that he had to take care of, and he was just a bit depressed. So the Prophet ﷺ was talking to him, kind of engaging him. So he asked him, did you get married? So he said, yes. So that's really where I want to stop with the story. I don't want to go beyond that piece. That's all you need to know. What you need to know from this story is that Jabir, one of the highest narrating Sahaba historically, one of the people amongst the 10 highest people who narrated hadith. So someone who spent a sizable amount of time with the Prophet ﷺ on a daily basis, got married, and the Prophet himself didn't know. The Prophet himself was not even invited to his wedding. Jabir didn't invite the Prophet ﷺ to his wedding. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you lived with the Prophet ﷺ, wouldn't you have a specific card for him that was made out of gold? And written by, of course, he didn't. The Prophet ﷺ he didn't know. The Prophet was not offended. He didn't say, Jabir, you got married and didn't invite me? How dare you? What type of marriage does that have barakah if I wasn't there to actually officiate or be? So the moral of the story is don't invite me to your wedding because I don't have time for it. But that's not the moral of the story. But the idea here is that they got married and they didn't make a big deal of it. You know, the President of the United States did not have to be invited to your wedding. You don't have to have a $50,000 wedding where every person that you know comes up in a tux, and then you have to have a party that goes on for 7 days and 7 nights. We had this in our village. When I was younger, people got married and they had the urs for 7 days and 7 nights. Shabab would do dabka 7 days and seven. I swear, I kid you not. My hand to God, Allahu Akbar. This is what they did. The Prophet alayhi salam, someone who he sees every day, he asked him, have you got married yet? And he says, yes. He doesn't even know. The Prophet's not offended, alayhi salatu wasalam. Jabir didn't feel weird, totally normal. Marriage was something that they did. They didn't spend too much money on it. They didn't make too much of a big deal of it. They didn't overthink it. If you overthink marriage, you will never get married. If you overcomplicate this issue, if you take it and you spend too much time in it, then it's impossible for you to go. It becomes too hard. And if you make it too much of an ordeal, it becomes harder for people to actually engage in it because it becomes too expensive or it becomes too taxing socially, and it just becomes hard to do. So actually, in my mind, this is what I was going to tell you. The fact, no one listens, when they hear this story, they like the rest of it, which is, I'll tell you the rest of it for sure. But this part to me is the most interesting, that the Prophet ﷺ didn't know. And there was no problem with this. There's no expectation that you had to invite Muhammad ﷺ to your wedding. And he had no expectation of going there. And it was very normal. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ فَقَالَ أَبِكْرًا أَمْ ثَيِّبًا. Did you marry a lady who has never been married before? Or do you marry a lady who had a previous marriage, regardless of why it ended? فَقُلْتُ بَلْ ثَيِّبًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I married a lady who had a previous marriage. فَقَالَ لِي فَقَالَ يَا جَابِرُ هَلَّا بِكْرًا تُلَاعِبُهَا وَتُلَاعِبُكَ وَتُضَاحِكُهَا وَتُضَاحِكُكَ. Why not choose a lady who had not been married before? So you can play with her and she can play with you. And you can make her laugh and she can make you laugh. There was an understanding even that if you're going to marry a sister who had not been married before, that you're required to enter with that mentality. And this goes out for brothers who are a little bit too serious and take themselves a bit too seriously. There's an expectation here. If you marry a lady who has not been married before, that you have a certain romantic bank account. Like you have to have enough rasid in terms of your romanticism. If you don't have any of that, she's not going to go for you. And she has every right not to, because that is the prophetic understanding of when it comes to marriage. هَلَّا بِكْرًا تُلَاعِبُهَا. Why not? فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَلَكَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَتَرَكَ تِسْعَ بَنَاتٍ فَكِرِهْتُ أَنْ أَجِئَهُنَّ بِمِثْلِهِنَّ وَأَتَيْتُ بِامْرَأَةٍ ثَيِّبٍ تَقُومُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَتُصْلِحُهُنَّ. Another رواية. فَكِرِهْتُ أَنْ أَتِيَهُنَّ بامرأة خرقاء مثلهن بل أتيتهن بمن تمشطهن وتقوم عليهن أو تصلحهن. So his answer was, رضي الله عنه, that I have 9 sisters. My father died, definitely 9 sisters. I didn't want to bring into the house a younger sister who are similar to them, and then I wanted to bring someone who was much more mature, who could take care of them, who could look after them, help me do my responsibility. So even then, the understanding was, yes, you have, when you're marrying someone, you are thinking about these details. What is your lifestyle like? What are you looking for? What responsibilities do you carry if you have children or if you have people you have to take care of? Marrying a woman who's never been married before is not fair to her. She's probably not prepared to take care of a full family that's not her own. But maybe someone who had a previous marriage or has her own children will appreciate that. These things are looked at. I mean, they're taken into consideration when marriage is actually being set up. And I find that that 1400 years ago, they were much more open-minded about marriage. And they were much more open-hearted as well. And they knew how to enjoy themselves. And they knew how to look for things. And they got life moving along. And they didn't sit around into their mid-20s and mid-30s and mid-40s waiting for something. They just they moved on with life. And it didn't work out, they would move on to something else. And there were ways to make sure that it kept on going. Or else, how do you expect to build a society? We are living today not the Islamic way of how societies live. We are living the English Victorian way. This is not what you're living right now. The conservatism that the Muslim society shows is not Islamic. It's actually it's taken from an external source to Islam. I'll talk about that a little bit more in the future. But it's something worth thinking about, because I find that our ancestors were way more fluid. They understood why they were doing things. They enjoyed themselves. They were much more direct. They knew. They chose. They were clear about things. They lived. You know, we're not as good as they are when it comes to that. We've lost something. And the reason is we're not following the actual teachings that we have in our book. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كلهم في صحيحه عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال هلك أبي وترك 9 بنات فتزوجت امرأة ثيبة. فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم هل تزوجت يا جابر؟ فقلت نعم. فقال أبكرا أم ثيبا؟ فقلت بل ثيبا. فقال لي هلا بكرا تلاعبها وتلاعبك وتضاحكها وتضاحك؟ فقلت يا رسول الله هلك عبد الله وترك 9 بنات فكرهت أن أجيئهن بمثلهن وتزوجت امرأة ثيبا تقوم عليهن وتصلحهن. فقال لي بارك الله لك. صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. جزاكم الله خير, بارك الله فيكم. ان شاء الله tomorrow Jumu'ah is 1:45. See you then. Sheikh al-Janabi will have his fiqh Hanafi.